In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. Today is the exaltation of the cross of Jesus Christ. It's when Helena, Constantine's mother, found the cross of Jesus Christ at Mount Calvary. I'm telling you, we adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your cross, by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. I'm looking at Galatians 6. My brothers, if anyone is detected in a transgression, you who have received the Holy Spirit should restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness. In other words, you should not be cruel to him. If somebody has messed up, you have to receive them back. You should not be cruel. You should not be hard. You should have a spirit of acceptance and a spirit of gentleness. How we need to receive our brothers and sisters back. That's why we have penance. That's why we have the gift of confession, to receive our brothers and sisters back. And it's just simple. It's just simple. Take care that you yourselves are not tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and in this way you fulfill the law of Christ. Bear one another's burdens. When people tell you about their hardships, about their burdens, you ought to pray with them, asking God to give them peace. I remember Gert Behenna. She was a woman who was on drugs and alcohol, and she met these two Christian children, young men and women, and it was very interesting. They had lunch together, and they said to her, "You need a Savior." And she said, "What do you mean I need a Savior?" "You cannot be fixed unless Jesus fixes you." Well, anyway, she went home that night, and she got on her knees, and she said to the Lord, "Sir, if you're here, change me." And God did. God changed her. Those two young people gave her a spirit of gentleness. There was no pointing bad things at her. "You drunk, you person who into drugs." No, they gave her a spirit of gentleness, and the gentleness caused her conversion. The next day she goes looking for a Bible. "For if those who are nothing think they are something, they deceive themselves. I tell you, anything I have has been given to me. It is not mine. If I have a gift to preach the word of God, it has been given to me. It is not mine. It doesn't come from me. It comes from God." And we need to what? Test our own work, and then the work, rather than our neighbor's work, will become a cause for pride. "For all must carry their own loads." I tell you, we need to work for Jesus Christ. I see these, what are they called? Seventh-day Adventists? No. Mormons. I see Mormons going out and preaching to people. They preach to people two by two, and they are preaching a lie. And we who have the truth do not go out and preach to people. Those who are taught the word must share it in all good things with their teacher. Now, that's a very interesting scripture. You have been taught the word as you listen to this Bible broadcast. You need to share with me what God has done through you and to you. Yes, it says, those who are taught the word must share it in all good things with their teacher. I know that I'm not the teacher. It's the Holy Spirit who teaches through me. It's not me as a teacher. I have nothing that I haven't received. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for you will reap whatever you sow. What are you sowing today? You sowing garbage, you're going to reap garbage. You sowing guilt, you're going to reap guilt. You sowing hate, you're going to reap hate. You sowing love, you're going to reap love. You sowing gentleness, you're going to reap gentleness. What are you sowing today? You're sowing gossip, you're only going to hurt people and hurt yourself. If you sow to your own flesh, you'll reap corruption from the flesh. But if you sow to the Spirit, you will reap eternal life from the Spirit. Where are you sowing from? Are you sowing from the works of the flesh, which would be, we heard yesterday? Are you sowing from the Spirit of the Lord, love, peace, patience, self-control? What are you sowing? If you sow to the Spirit, you will reap eternal life from the Spirit. So let us not grow weary in doing good, in doing what is right. Don't grow weary in doing the right thing, in helping people, in helping carry the loads on people's backs and point them to Jesus. If we do not give up, we need to persevere. So then, whenever we have an opportunity, let us work for the good of all, and especially for the family of faith. In other words, we need to be helping the whole world. We go down to behind Arch Street and feed the poor. You know, some of them are Christians and some of them aren't. But we are to be good, especially to the Christians. But we are to feed all of them. Maybe they'll see in us that Jesus Christ has a plan for their lives. A lot of them already love Jesus. They have no place else to turn. You know, they're homeless. They're homeless. So we go and feed them by the grace of God. Let us work for the good of all, and especially for those of the family of faith. See what large letters I make when I'm writing you in my own hand. Some people say he had eye problems. It is those who want to make a good showing in the flesh that try to compel you to be circumcised, only that they may not be persecuted for the cross of Christ. Paul is being persecuted for the cross of Christ. Even the circumcised do not themselves obey the law, but they want you to be circumcised, so that they may boast about the flesh. What does he say about that? That the knife would slip. That's what it says in Galatians. May I never boast of anything except the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the boast of Paul. May I boast of nothing but the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. For neither circumcision nor uncircumcision is anything but a new creation. Those that are in Christ Jesus are a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. So what counts? Not circumcision, not uncircumcision, but that we become a new creation. As for those who will follow this rule, peace be upon you and mercy and upon the Israel of God. From now on, let no one make trouble for me, for I carry the marks of Jesus branded in my body. Some people say it would be the stigmata. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers and sisters. Amen. Paul was persecuted for preaching the cross of Jesus Christ. We remember what he did at the Areopagus in Greece. We remember that he tried to leave out the cross of Jesus Christ, and he spoke about the resurrection. And he had a few converts. But then he goes to Corinth and he says, the first thing that I'm going to do is preach the cross of Jesus Christ. Oh, we are persecuted for preaching the cross of Jesus Christ. Far be it from me to glory in anything but the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, where I have been crucified to the world and the world to me. I want to look at Mark's gospel. It says, in the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Who is he? The Son of God. Do you know that in Christ you are a son of God, or you are a daughter of God? Do you know that you have been adopted by the Heavenly Father in baptism and through faith? Do you know that you belong to Jesus and he belongs to you? Do you know these things? Do you know that you are a son of God or a daughter of God? When you were baptized, and as you have faith in Jesus, you are one of his. One of his. You smell like him because you're of his family. You're of his family. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, see, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. Who is that? John the Baptist. Who will prepare your way? He will be a voice crying in the wilderness. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make his path straight. I tell you, there's nobody like John the Baptist preparing the way for the Messiah. Preparing the way for the Messiah so that people would come to believe in Jesus. He prepares the way. I remember a saint who would have his penitents go before him before he preached, and they would prepare the way for his preaching. Oh yes, prepare the way. They would be singing and worshiping God before the preacher came. And you know what? People were healed. Thousands were healed. John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to meet him and were baptized by him in the River Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with the leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts, that's the fruit of the locust tree, and wild honey. This John the Baptist, you know, it's almost like he comes in on the sight of the gospel, and the next thing he's gone, he gets his head chopped off. This John the Baptist prepared the way for the Lord. Prepared the way for the Lord. Do you prepare the way for the Lord? Do you pray for the people that are lost? That's preparing the way for the Lord. Do you care about the lost? Do you have feelings for the lost, that Jesus would save them? I tell you, we need to care about the lost. The one who has more power than I is coming after me. That's Jesus. John says he's got more power than him. He says, I baptize you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. And he says, I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I baptize with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. How we need that great baptism of the Holy Spirit. How we need what happened at Pentecost to come experientially into our lives. How we need the Holy Spirit to baptize us. Jesus is the baptizer in the Holy Spirit. People come to me and say, Father Tom, you baptized me in the Holy Spirit. No, I prayed for you. But Jesus baptized you in the Holy Spirit. He is the one who baptizes in the Holy Spirit. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens were opened apart and the Spirit descending like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven, You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased. Do you know that in Jesus, this is what the Father says about you? You are my beloved son. You are my beloved daughter. In you I am well pleased. Offer yourself a living sacrifice of praise. You are my beloved son. You are my beloved daughter. You know, people don't believe that. They don't believe that. They think that they're grasshoppers. They think that they're evil. But once we've confessed our sins and given our life to Jesus, we are the sons and daughters of the Lord, washed clean in the blood of Jesus. Do you know that today? Do you know that? Does your knower know that today? Does your heart know that today? That you are the beloved of the Father in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus. This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased. And the Spirit immediately drove Jesus into the wilderness. And he was in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan. And he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited upon him. Why does Mark tell us he was with the wild beasts? Because Mark is writing to the Roman community, and they are going to be with the wild beasts in the arenas, and they will be chewed up. So Jesus was with the wild beasts. And Mark is trying to comfort the people who are going to be eaten by lions and tigers, because he knows that Jesus was with the wild beast, and you too will be with the wild beast, and you come out a winner. You come out a winner, just like Jesus came out a winner. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God and saving and saying, the time is fulfilled, that the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news. Repent. Turn away from your sins and believe the gospel. Believe Jesus Christ. Believe the power of the blood. Believe the power of the cross. Far be it from me to glorify in anything but the cross of Jesus Christ, where I have been crucified to the world and the world to me. Repent and believe the good news. What's the good news? We become the children of God. We become the heirs of God and the joint heirs with Christ Jesus. Yes, this is the good news. As Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Oh yes, follow me. Leave your fishing gear and follow me. I'm going to make you fishers of people, fishers of women, fishers of men. Oh yes. Oh yes, that's what they were anointed to do, to make people Christians. They were to preach the gospel. They were to heal the sick. They were cast out demons. And immediately they left their nets and followed Jesus. As he went a little farther, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother Johnny, who were in their boat mending the nets. Immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed Jesus. Jesus must have had a great and awesome presence that they would just leave everything to follow Jesus. Peter and Andrew left all their regalia, all their boats and all their nets to follow Jesus. James and John did the same thing. They were with their father Zebedee, mending the nets. Jesus says, follow me. I'm going to make you fishers of men. And they leave, and that's exactly what they do. They follow Jesus, and he makes them fishers of men. Are you a fisher of people? Are you a fisher of people? That's the issue. Are you a fisher of people? Do you go looking out for the lost? Jesus came to seek and save the lost. Do you know that? You might be lost today. He comes to you because he loves you. He loves you. Oh, yes. It makes no difference how lost you are. Jesus knows how to find those who are lost. He knows how. Through his cross, far be it from me, Paul said, to glorify in anything but the cross of Jesus Christ, where I have been crucified to the world and the world to me. They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Saturday, he entered the synagogue and taught. They were astounded at his teaching. Why? For he taught them as one who had authority and not like their scribes. Jesus had the authority. He's the Lord. He's the Father's only Son. We are sons in Christ. We are daughters in Christ. He is the Lord. He is the Word made flesh. And he had authority to preach, and people followed him, because with his preaching came healing. And just then there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth?" The demons know Jesus. It's amazing that the demons know Jesus, the head of the church. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We need to know Jesus. Jesus wants no PR work from demons. He says, they say, "Have you come here to destroy us? I know who you are. You're the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked them, saying, "Shut up, be silent, and come out of them, come out of him." And the unclean spirit convulsed him, and carrying with a loud voice, came out of him. They were all amazed that they kept on asking one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." I'm telling you, there is power in the name of Jesus. There is life-giving power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus. There is great power in the blood of Jesus. And there is power to receive people to become children of God. James and John, Peter and Andrew became children of God when they left everything to follow Jesus. I'm telling you today, you are a child of God. You are loved by the Heavenly Father. Jesus thinks you're great. He thinks you're great because he shed his blood for you. Jesus thinks that you are wonderful because he shed his blood for you. You say, "You know, I don't feel wonderful." Well, neither do I. But Jesus thinks I'm wonderful, and I'm not going to go against Jesus. I don't feel wonderful today. I'm feeling the best I can. But Jesus says, "This is my beloved Son in Christ. This is my beloved daughter in Christ. This is the one whom I love." The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, pitched his tent among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. What have we learned today? If someone fumbles up, we are to welcome them, and we are to be gentle with them. We are not to be harsh and mean. That Paul says he glories only in the cross of Jesus Christ, not in circumcision, not in uncircumcision. Only the cross of Jesus Christ makes new creations. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. You are to share with your teacher what you have learned in your heart. Write to me. Let me know what God is doing. Or call me. Let me know what God is doing. This is the word of St. Paul, that you are to write to your teachers, or tell your teachers what they have given you. And I want to tell you this. You are loved today. Beloved of the Father, you are the daughter of God. You are the Son of God in Christ. Oh yes, Jesus shed his blood for the lost. That's for you. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.